Hi, this is David Lewis at the Hamilton Spectator, here with my column for June 30th, 2016. England's defeat to Minot Iceland concluded an eventful round of 16 on Monday as they fell to a shock 2-1 defeat in Nice. It was a welcome relief to most neutral fans to see an underdog prevail as the previous matchups had mostly followed the status quo. Nevertheless, it was encouraging to see the expansive play on show during the first stage of knockout matches, with goals being scored at a higher frequency and a generally more expressive style of play utilised. We are now into the business end of the competition, and there are some enticing matchups and possible scenarios to look at. Poland versus Portugal is the first game on schedule, and it's hard to pick a favourite in this one as both teams always seem to blow hot or cold. Both teams are reliant on their star man, Lewandowski for Poland, Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal, but their individual struggles have meant they've had to find other ways to win. Both have done well to step up, but it has culminated in a stark lack of goals. Poland have scored 3 all tournament, and Portugal only have 5. If there was one prediction you could make, it'd be that this would be a tight, low-scoring game, but because of the unpredictability of this year's Euros, both teams will probably show up and bag 3 apiece. Wales versus Belgium. Belgium finally came into their own in the last round, matching Germany for smoothest passage through to the quarters. Belgium have had their fair share of critics over the tournament as frustration grew as to when we'd finally see the full potential of this team. But if Sunday's 4-0 dismantling of Hungary is anything to go by, they might have finally figured it out. Wales will want to keep their fairy tale alive as they go head-to-head with Iceland for best feel-good story of the Euros, but to beat this Belgium side is going to be some task for the Welsh squad. There is Belgian quality all over the pitch, and they can hurt you in so many ways. If Wales are going to win this game, everyone will have to be to their play to their full potential, and Gareth Bale will have to create a moment of magic. Or two. Germany versus Italy is the obvious must-watch game for the neutrals. With all the hysteria around Iceland, Italy have quietly snuck under the radar whilst becoming a tournament favourite. Led by the tactically astute Antonio Conte and his irregular 3-5-2 system, Italy have been exceptionally difficult to break down whilst being totally clinical down the other end. It's so far been a total success, but they face a German side who have cruised through the first two stages with minimum fuss and maximum efficiency in a way only the Germans know how. Their lack of a genuine world-class striker will play nicely into the hands of Italy's 3 centre-backs, but there is so much quality all around the pitch that it's impossible to imagine shutting them out for a full 90 minutes. France versus Iceland. When will the underdog story end for everyone's new favourite nomadic country? Truth be told, probably on Sunday when they face host France. It was an incredible achievement to beat England in the last round, but France are a far better side and they'll most likely show it. They'll be playing in front of a home crowd and have the experience to know how to channel the pressure into a positive performance. You can't rule anything out in football. Iceland a testament to that. But to beat France in their own backyard will take some doing, and this will probably be a step too far for them. For all the complaints about the quality of football on show, the Euros have still provided fans with a number of memorable moments. Who could have envisaged both Wales and Iceland making it to the quarterfinal stage of the Euros? It's been dubbed the Tournament of the Underdogs, and it's easy to see why. You can bet that Iceland especially will have far more than the 320,000 people back home supporting them when they next take the field on Sunday. For thespec.com, this is David Lewis.